From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Syrian activists and state media are saying pro-government forces retook control of Palmyra 10 months after Islamic State militants seized the ancient city and destroyed monuments that had stood for nearly 2,000 years. The fighting in Palmyra had intensified in recent days as Syrian forces, backed by Russian airstrikes, pushed to close their three-week offensive. Belgium prosecutors have identified and issued an arrest warrant for a new suspect in Tuesday's attacks on the Brussels airport and the metro station. They did not confirm that he is the third Brussels airport suicide bomber seen in an airport security camera video alongside the two men who blew themselves up there. Meantime, organizers have postponed today's March for Solidarity in Belgium after the country's interior minister appealed to residents not to attend because police are too stretched with the investigation into the attacks. Emmanuel Foulon is the march organizer.
I think the most important is the safety of the citizens. So, of course, we wanted to organize a march, but if there is any risk, we have to cancel, and we will postpone it. And there will be demonstration, organized or not organized, because people need to be together and to live together, and they need also to have solidarity in their life.
31 people died in Tuesday's attacks. More than 250 were wounded. A suspected suicide bomber detained before she could detonate explosives in a town on Cameroon's northern border with Nigeria says she is one of the girls kidnapped from a Nigerian school in 2014 by the insurgent group Boko Haram. A local leader said the 15-year-old girl looked tired and malnourished. This is VOA News. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani says his country is ready to do anything it can to restore its relations with Saudi Arabia for the sake of promoting progress and prosperity in the Muslim world. Rouhani's comments came at the end of a two-day visit to Pakistan. Iran had been getting help from Pakistan in mending relations with Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia broke off relations with Iran in January when mobs stormed the Saudi embassy in Tehran to protest against the Saudis' execution of a Shiite religious leader. Speaking to reporters in Islamabad, Rouhani said he hopes the two countries will find the right path to resolve issues between them. Separately, Rouhani reached agreements with Pakistani civilian and military officials on expanded trade and economic relations during his visit. Myanmar's powerful military chief has vowed to keep the country and its citizens on the road to prosperity and warned about the challenges the nation could face if it becomes a democracy. He spoke today at the annual Armed Forces Day parade just before Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy Party takes office after years of military rule in Myanmar, also known as Burma. The National League for Democracy took control of both chambers of parliament in November elections. A prominent Chinese internet activist living in New York says Chinese authorities have detained three members of his family in southern China in a push to find the author of an open letter calling for the resignation of President Xi Jinping. Wen Yunxiao said his parents and younger brother have been missing since Tuesday, days after he says the government harassed his family over his suspected role in circulating the letter. Wen, a vocal critic of Beijing, has denied any involvement in the letter. Turning now to U.S. politics, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders overwhelmingly won Saturday's Democratic caucuses in the states of Washington, Alaska, and Hawaii, inching closer in his bid to chase down frontrunner Hillary Clinton in the race to become the next U.S. president. Richard Shields lives in Hawaii and is a Clinton supporter.
I'm hoping that Hillary is going to listen to Bernie after the election, to bring him into the government and make sure that his talents are used and that he's listened to. But I think Hillary is the one. Hillary is the one that's electable and has the talents that we need.
Even with Saturday's victories, Sanders trails Clinton, the former Secretary of State, and just under 300 pledged delegates and faces a tough path toward the nomination. And Christians around the world today celebrating Easter, the holiday that marks what Christians believe is the day of the resurrection of Jesus. It is the holiest day on the Christian calendar.
That's the latest world news from VOA.